You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Union President.
Hello, and welcome back to a very special episode of The Pulse, wherein we are interviewing the candidates for the upcoming election for the Student Union. My name is Robert O'Connor, Head of News, and today I am delighted to be interviewing Henry Sodsey Smith. I hope I pronounced that right.
Soji Smith.
Where's that name from?
So Soji is Ghanaian, and that's my wife's surname originally, and then Smith is from Wales, I guess.
Oh, lovely. Okay. I'm going to be speaking to Mr. Soji Smith about the role he's applying for. So just wanted to start it right off with, who are you and what role are you applying for?
Yeah, thank you, Robert. So I'm Henry. I'm applying for the presidency, and I'm a PGCE student. I'm a mature student. I'm 29. I've spent 5 years working in the legal sector before coming back to university to train to be a teacher. And yeah, I'd like to be the Students' Union president.
Very good. What inspired you to run for this job?
It was very spur of the moment, if I'm honest. I saw the advert and I thought, you know what? Actually, I think I could really do some good here. I think I really bring some useful attributes and approaches to the table. And I think sometimes it's helpful to have a bit of an outside candidate that isn't necessarily super engaged with student politics in the traditional way, just to bring that new perspective.
And what would your plans be as president?
So my core two priorities are, firstly, I'm coming in from a kind of anti-bureaucracy perspective. I really want to simplify things for people on every level. So within the SU, you know, make things easier for the staff and the elected staff as well. And also just for students mainly, just really identifying any points that are kind of friction points, difficulty points, where there's unnecessary bureaucracy, unnecessary complexity, because I think it makes it more accessible for people and it just makes life a smoother and more pleasant experience. Yeah. The other thing that I'm really keen on is finding kind of innovative ways to make more money for the SU. You know, obviously everything the SU does runs on money. And I think really if we want to, you know, create a better experience for students, provide more activities, provide more exciting things, we need to find those clever, innovative, novel ways to bring in more money.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. That's a very concise explanation. We're going to get on to a few more sort of general questions. And I'll start you off with, if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
Oh, fantastic. Well, I would probably be a, you know, those Fox's ones that's got like, it's like a chocolate sandwich, just because I like those and I like myself and I think they're a good biscuit. You know, it's a pretty solid biscuit for dipping, but it's also got that slightly luxurious feel to it. And I just feel like that's what I want to be as a biscuit.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm glad you've got such a biscuit in mind. And I mean, this is this question is not one written down, but I'm sitting opposite you and I'm seeing you have a wonderful moustache.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you curl it? Do you wax it? What do? Or do you just wake up with it like that?
No, I do. I do kind of moisturise my moustache and wax my moustache. I try and, you know, keep it in line, but I don't always succeed necessarily.
Yeah, moustache management is more tricky than people think. I can sort of relate. So we're now going to move on to a bit of a sort of desert islands diss section. The premise being you are trapped on a desert island and you are only able to take a few sort of luxury items with you, and indeed a few albums and songs. If you were to take three special albums or songs with you to a desert island, what would they be?
Oh, it's got to be Mumford & Sons' Sigh No More. That was like my first real album that I was like invested in as a child. My first concert I went to was Mumford & Sons when I was 16. And two other albums, I would say Woodkid, Yoann Le Mans. He's a French-American artist, really cool guy, kind of baroque pop. Again, one of the first concerts I went to, and great guy. Thirdly, Lana Del Rey. Just love her music. Great fun. Like, it's just that, like, yeah, it's the vibes. Like, she really captures a particular vibe that doesn't really reflect my life experience at all, but there's just something very appealing about it.
Yeah. And what one book would you bring?
Oh, I'm contractually obliged to say the Bible. But if I were to take a second book, I would say probably Eragon by Christopher Paolini. Again, it's that, like, I read it like a solid 20 times as a child and never got bored of it. It's just like, again, one of those, like, core memories for me.
Yeah.
Great fantasy
and
book.
If you could bring one luxury item for non-survival use, what would you bring?
Big bath. I like a hot bath, assuming I can have hot water for it. Just like big bath with the legs on it. You just imagine like the vibes of just like a desert island. You're like on the beach in your big bath. Yeah. Looking up at the stars. I just think that would be brilliant. I'll really miss hot baths if they weren't available.
Yeah. Henry, what is something that I would be surprised to learn about you?
Oh, good question. I was a Mormon priest.
Wow. Okay. That's a tangent.
So I used to be Mormon until I was 16-ish. And you can become a priest at about 16 in the Mormon church. And that's the thing most people wouldn't have guessed about me.
Okay. And we're going to move on a little bit to sort of influences and your life and that kind of thing. What or who has been your biggest influence in life?
Oh, my biggest influence in life. I guess my dad. He's a, you know, really cool guy. I always looked up to him a lot growing up. He was a footwear importer. So he came from a very working class background.
Oh, yeah.
He was always really interested in fashion and clothes and shoes. And so he ended up ultimately becoming a manager for a footwear company, going over a lot to China, to India, to Vietnam.
Wow.
And so that really inspired me. Like, I'm really interested in traveling in the wider world. I'm training to become a geography teacher at the moment.
Yeah.
And a lot of that really is rooted in my dad's kind of all his travels and all the little knickknacks he brought back. And just always really looked up to him.
What's a particular moment of pride from your life that you've experienced?
Oh, I wrote a book when I was kind of 16, 17. I wrote it was a kind of post-apocalyptic novel.
Right.
And I was proud that I managed to get it done. And I mean, reading it back now, I'm like, you can tell that I was a teenager, but I was really proud of it at the time. I think for my age, it was good fun.
What was the setting? Was it sort of nuclear fallout, or was it just out of curiosity?
Yes, it was. It was nuclear and biological weapons, and it caused animals to mutate and become aggressive.
Wow.
So you had these kind of giant badgers and carnivorous swarms of rabbits wandering around the English countryside.
Well, that's a book I'd read. My last question for you would be, if a book were made about you, if there was a biography or an autobiography, which celebrity would you want to read it as an audiobook?
Oh, that is a good question. You know what? That's the only one that stumped me. I really like Stephen Fry's voice.
Excellent.
I think he's great. I think, and you know, that's some serious kudos. I think if you can get Stephen Fry narrating about your life, I just think that would be tremendous.
Yeah. No, I think that's a very good choice. He certainly did a good job reading the Harry Potter books. Henry Soji Smith, thank you so much for coming today for this interview. We are at an end. My name is Robert O'Connor, and this has been a Pulse interview. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.